This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
And by the way, if anybody listening wants to help the people of Haiti, I don't know what it takes to build a house there, but the average income is $1 a day. It's actually under $1 a day. It's about $300 a year. Mm-hmm. So when you flippantly go out and buy a pair of shoes, that's a month's salary, if not more.
Oh, yeah.
So how much do you need to build a house there, by the way? Like 300 bucks? More? 1,000?
You know, I don't know that answer.
I'm just wondering because I was thinking I could mention it now and say, look, you know, connect with New Missions or whoever you want, or connect with you. Maybe you would know how to lead people where to,
yeah,
to make a donation.
I work with an organization called CARFA. And
spell it, please.
C-A-R-F-A.
Okay.
And Jumi runs the runs that organization. He's a pastor, and he's working with him on what we're going to need financially to do this. So, but the interesting thing about CARS is with the social media and the followers and how all that works nowadays, you can put a car out there and raffle it off, and it could go viral, and you could make a lot of money off of it. So I'm very excited about what the first there's a lot of for-profit people out there doing that, and they raise hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I got a guy I want to introduce you to. He was in prison for 26 full years. While he was in prison, he read the Quran, memorized it, knows it inside out. He can tell you the story. Somehow, he gets converted to Jesus now. So just the other night, I was in a situation with a men's group, and he doesn't have a car, and he's trying to make it back. He's been out of prison for a couple of years now, but very dedicated to the Lord. And I asked him, I said, now it's time to read the Bible and memorize it like you did the Quran, you know, and such a wealth of knowledge. And so the other night, you know, I made mention without standing up, but we have somebody here who, you know, I'm not going to say who it is that needs a car. And I just thought I'd say it. You know, I told him I'd try to help him get a car, but I don't have the means to do that. That was a couple of months ago. And sure enough, at the end of me, this young man comes up and says, We were just about to fix this old car up and sell it to a group of us, whatever group that is, and said we'd like to give him the car. It's going to change that man's life so he can.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and he comes from a well-to-do African-American family who then lost it all, and he also took a lot of hard hits in life because I think, you know, like a malformed hand or something, and you know how people are, and kids can be mean to somebody like that. So anyway, I just thought you'd like to hear that story.
Yeah.
I love it. There's another girl in town here who used to live. She used to live in a tool shed. Mm-hmm. And forgive me for saying this, but she said, I used to pee in a bucket, and I lived like that, and she was addicted to alcohol. Well, she had a miraculous encounter with Jesus.
Wow.
And, you know, she's been sober, I don't know, years and years now, maybe 20 years, but a group in town here, she opens up the garage one day. You know, there's a new car.
Wow.
Yeah, people are kind.
That is life-changing to people.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I love those stories.
Me
and,
too.
And that's also, you know, being in, I get a lot of people approach me, hey, can you use this? Absolutely. We'll fix it up. We'll get it drivable. We'll put tires on. I've shown up. I've had people call me up and say, David, my tire blew. My daughter needs it. We're losing our house. Can you do anything?
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's, you know, I'll run down there, buy 4 new tires.
Well, I shouldn't let you say that on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Ring-a-ding-a-ding. Red, I'm never coming on your show again. But, they, you know, hopefully people will only approach you who really need it. Otherwise, you're taking it away from somebody who does really need it.
Yeah. Exactly. This was actually somebody that comes to our events, so I'd had the chance to build a relationship with them, which is very important.
All about relationship.
Exactly.
And that's what's great about what you're doing with Shift Culture. What a wonderful idea. I got to put you together, too, with the guy that sold the Hornets. He was a poor boy growing up in, I guess, the Carolinas.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago, I have his phone number. I'm trying to remember his name now. John, what is his name? But anyway, he sold the Hornets for $300 million.
Wow.
So here's this little country boy that did well, and now he's like you. So I got to introduce you. You know, a lot of these garages are going up in Vero Beach, mm-hmm. where people will pay $250,000 or $500,000 a part of a building
mm-hmm.
just to store their cars.
Yeah. Man caves, auto vaults, I mean, there's all kinds of names for them going around. But I've been a part of multiple of those, and they're incredible. There's one down in West Palm that I was privileged to go visit, and it's these wealthy people have all this discretionary money they have to do something with, and I've seen they'll spend $1 million just building out the inside of their car collection, where they store their car collection. It's amazing what they spend money on.
And people want to point the finger. Be careful, because these people who have so much, they give away a lot of what they have.
Yep.
And so if you might think it's self-indulgent, well, you know, there is reward for working hard. And so
absolutely.
Be careful before you castigate somebody for having a $1 million car, when in fact they're probably giving away tens of millions annually. So,
exactly.
You know, and
that's very true.
Look, the Bible says a man shall enjoy the fruit of his labor. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. So if your soul's prospering, the Lord wants to add wealth without sorrow. He said, the Lord addeth wealth without sorrow. We've all seen people who get wealth and it ruins their life, like lottery winners, you know?
Right.
So somebody just won $1.2 million in the lot. $1.2
billion. Yeah.
That's enough to ruin a life for sure.
That's why I don't do that.
Oh, my word.
I don't want fame or money.
No, thanks.
Both of those things are... I haven't seen a really good track record of anybody doing really well with any of that.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've met some pretty famous people doing the show for 29 years, and it's like, wow. You know, like I remember one time I was interviewing President Ford. Now, I was in the same hotel, so I came down that night. He's eating by himself. But all the secret, they cleared out half the dining room. He's all by himself reading the New York Times, and I looked over and I went, you know, and I said, oh, my God. You never get to not be president once you've been president.
Yeah.
You know, I got to go to the bathroom. Okay, we got to go clear it and check it out, Mr. President. What? You know, I mean, even our president. Do you know who, no matter who, Obama, Trump, whoever may be in office, do you know it's $800 million a year just for the Secret Service, for the president alone, not including his family. And then you've got senators and congressmen and all this other stuff going down.
Yeah, I had no idea.
My word. You know, Abraham Lincoln went to Gettysburg on the train by himself, got off by himself, and
how times have changed.
Yeah. So this is very exciting. So this will certainly get the ear of a lot of people.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
I'm very passionate about growing community, about growing the culture, and you know, we've seen I'm probably a year and a half into our events now, and it has been growing and growing and growing.
Well, so this is fairly new.
I started Shift Culture about 2.5 years ago.
Oh, really?
And then started putting on events about a year and a half ago.
So. What brought this about? You had these cars, you decided you needed to do something with them, or?
Exactly. So some of my church buddies got together and were like, you know what, we're driving everywhere. We drag race, we drift race, we have drift cars, we professionally race as well, our amateur racing. You know, we should start something here locally. We're going everywhere. So there used to be a great car show in Fort Pierce years ago, but it takes a lot to run these events, and it takes money to run them, and most people are doing them for free. And I said, well, let's charge so that I can get the police out there, I can get the road shut down, the permits, whatever's necessary to create a safe environment where people can bring their vehicles. I was really adamant about spanning all the different cultures, so our car genres, so from the antique to the classic to the tuner to the exotic.
What's a tuner?
Tuner is going to be somebody out there running around with a Toyota or a Nissan.
Or like a lowrider.
Or a lowrider, yeah.
You know, what would you drive if you didn't? Like, I'm a conservative, traditional guy. I have a traditional striped blue shirt on today with khaki pants. Okay, I like tradition. So it's kind of out, but sometimes I look at a guy going by with a car, a lowrider. It's at night, and they got these cool green lights underneath it. And I was thinking, if I wasn't embarrassed and had my pride, what would I drive? If you could, you know what I mean? It would be awful lot of fun to have a dude bob.
A little thump in the back, a little underglow
boom, boom, boom,
on there.
You know, it's like, who comes up with this stuff? By the way, what does it take? When you see the cars go up, and they go up in the air, and then they come down, and then they go low rider right down like an inch above the ground. What is that? What is the expense, and what is the process?
That's a hydraulic system, and one of our members has a beautiful 64 Nova that's hydraulics on it, 63, I think. And
we had one, my mom.
Did she?
In 63.
Oh, yeah. And it's a blast. And we bring it out at all of our parades. We had Santa Claus in it this year, and we were going down Main Street.
Convertible?
Convertible, and he had it all up on three wheels. And
my mom had a white one with red interior. What's this one?
This is black with red interior.
Okay.
Yeah, gorgeous car.
Yeah.
And but it's a lot to maintain them, the seals and the pressure that these hydraulics do to make these cars bounce and go up on three wheels is
probably pretty dang expensive, right?
It's not cheap.
I mean, people spending money on wheels. Mm-hmm. I put special wheels on this only because I used to have a travel van. And I mistakenly got a travel van years ago, and it had, I think it was wide wheels. I've either gone too high or I've gone too wide, one or the other. And it was so smooth. But in order to accommodate these big tires, I had to get those wheels. I didn't realize wheels were so expensive. And you'll get a kid in high school who puts $5,000 wheels on his car. First of all, where does a kid get that kind of money?
Yeah, I think that's the, I think that, you know, you wonder why so many people show up to these events. It shows people's creativity and what they're passionate about. But the artwork that goes into these. I've had cars show up that are, they look like they shouldn't be even on the road, but they actually built them that way. They look like they're rusted and patinaed on purpose. They're trying to get a certain image, and it's just very diverse, and it's a lot of fun to see.
You know what's good about what you do is I'm kind of muscle card out for now, and I've had speaking engagements. They asked me to come and speak and stuff like that for the community. But I think this is a whole new take. This obviously has my curiosity. I didn't even know you were out there doing this. I'd like to go because it's not muscle cars. It's a whole different genre.
Right. You see everything from muscle cars, like you said, to the JDMs to the low riders. There's a whole organization that just specializes in low rider trucks. So we'll have 10 to 20 trucks come out there that are just, the paint jobs on them are incredible.
Do you, I got so many customers, they flood my head. My head's being flooded with questions. Do you rent space for like purveyors or
vendors
at these events? Yeah, vendors, yeah.
Yep, absolutely. So we do our main event that we do two events every month. We do one in downtown Fort Pierce.
Every month.
Called Street Dreams.
Oh, so you were what was going on recently when I couldn't go downtown at night.
That's probably me, yeah.
Michael wanted to take me down.
Oh, did he? Oh,
yeah.
So we block off the whole downtown Fort Pierce area, and we throw a huge car event down there where families can come out, kids, it's a safe environment, and the restaurants get involved, and it's just a really good time. I bring a DJ down. We get people line dancing in the street.
really?
Yeah, oh, it's a blast.
Oh, cool.
It's a blast. And then I run a Cars and Coffee event called Treasure Coast Cars and Coffee.
A Cars and Coffee event. That's now, you do watch Jerry Seinfeld's show, I hope.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I've actually been down in West Palm and seen one of the garages that he stores his cars at.
Oh, yeah. Got a chance to see his cars. Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hey, Florida, want to help the over 20,000 plus children in the state's foster care system? Join All Pro Dad and the No More Foundation at Community of Hope Church in West Palm at 5 p.m. on Sunday, May the 19th, for an event where you can step up